Welcome to Missionary Talks, where we talk with missionaries and learn about their lives and work. In this episode, we're talking with John Yingling. John is a missionary with Baptist International Outreach. He's the missions director for the board. He's going to tell us a little bit of the history of the board and talks with us about what a young person can do to help prepare themselves for the mission field. This interview was conducted over the telephone, which you'll probably be able to tell from the quality of the recording. Today we're talking with John Yingling. He's the missions director for Baptist International Outreach, which is a mission board in Maynardville, Tennessee. John, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I'm married and I have 5 children. The oldest is 18 and the youngest is 3. We spent 6 years on the foreign mission field, American Samoa to be exact, and we went out through our local church. After our second term there on the field, the Lord led us back here and clearly led us to work with BIO, Baptist International Outreach.
What type of ministry were you involved in? Was it church planning?
We were church planning missionaries. But in our second term, the Lord opened a unique opportunity for us that kind of was the beginning of the end for us there in American Samoa. The second year, we got into some garment factories. There were some factories with about 300 to 400 Chinese and Vietnamese workers. Wow. And there were also a lot of sewing shops with Filipinos. And the Lord gave us a tremendous ministry inside the garment factory with the Vietnamese and the Chinese. And we saw over 30 of them saved and baptized in the ocean there in the South Pacific. And also, our local church got about 15 Filipinos that were saved and baptized and began to regularly attend the church. So the Lord began to lift up our eyes, you know, to see beyond American Samoa.
How long have you been with BIO?
We have been with BIO now 4 or 5 years.
In America Samoa, you said you went out with your church. Were you with a mission board?
We were not. We went out strictly through our local church.
Mm-hmm. Taking that philosophy of an independent missionary, now you're working with a mission board. How do you feel like BIO fits your philosophy there?
Well, I think sometimes we as independent Baptists cut our nose off to spite our face. You can be independent, and you can be local church, and you can still work with a mission agency. I think the important thing is to understand the philosophy of the mission agency and to make sure that it honors the position of the local church.
Does BIO then fit the philosophy that you're looking for and that it honors the local church? Give us a little bit of a layout of how BIO is structured and why it fits your thoughts there.
BIO does indeed honor the authority of the local church. In fact, I've had big involvement in writing the policy manual and working with the executive council. BIO is a servant to the local church. All authority over any missionary rests with the missionary's local church. BIO holds that authority and responsibility. The Great Commission belongs to the local church. Now, BIO does reserve the right to discontinue associating with a missionary or his local church if there's a moral or doctrinal problem, but we will never call a missionary from the field. We have had a few instances where missionaries have been involved in things that they shouldn't, and I have been involved with the pastor and have looked to the pastor for leadership. Sometimes pastors say, you guys know what you're doing, go ahead, you have my permission. Other times pastors would rather be involved themselves personally, and we allow them to have that because it's their right. BIO does not, you know, recognize any authority over a missionary. We do have policies, we do have bylaws, and the way we look at that is it's a gentleman's agreement. Can two walk together lest they be agreed? We have to have some guidelines so that we can work together.
BIO then looks to the pastor as the authority over the missionary and not the board itself.
Well, the local church and the pastor, yes, as the one that God has appointed to lead that local church, he would be the contact person or whoever he delegates to be that contact person.
Very good. Can you tell us what a mission board does then? Why would a missionary even need a board?
Well, there's several things. Let me just say, first of all, from my own testimony, the church that I went out through was a good church, and they did a good job with a lot of things. But there were certain situations and certain times where I needed help that they had no clue, they had no idea how to help me. And it frustrated me. BIO helps with logistical tasks such as processing funds. That's the obvious one. We're a clearinghouse. We provide health insurance and life insurance for our missionaries. Now, that being said, I don't mean we pay for it. I mean we act as brokers, I guess, working with insurance companies and have group policies that missionaries can participate in. We also provide retirement plans, and we help them with red tape in other countries, help them obtain visas, and establish NGOs and other legal situations that are needed in each country. Each country brings its own challenges and difficulties to overcome. We also provide a means of income tax and Social Security savings and support with CPA assistance. And besides that, there's the ministry-related counseling and encouragement and accountability.
Can you give us a little bit of the history of BIO?
BIO was founded in 1985 by Dr. Richard Vick and his wife, Dr. Joyce Vick, for the purpose of opening countries that are closed to the gospel by means of deaf education and other symbiotic methods. BIO is now a full-service mission agency with well-established expectations and guidelines for our missionaries. BIO moved to Tennessee from Georgia in 1992, and we have grown to 105 missionaries working in 23 different countries.
What makes BIO unique outside of the fact that really its roots are using these specialty ministries to get into countries, working with the deaf, the blind? What other things would you say makes BIO a unique mission board?
Well, the local church, obviously, I think, makes BIO unique. Also, our association with foreign nationals. Also, our political fellowship. Our group of missionaries goes across the broad spectrum of independent Baptists. I mean, we have missionaries from almost every independent Baptist school in the United States.
On the Missionary Talks program, we've talked to several missionaries who work with the deaf, and that, of course, is my connection with BIO. What percentage of the missionaries with BIO have some kind of ministry to the deaf?
I would say a good 30%.
If somebody's interested in missions, what would you say would be a first step for them to take?
The very first step they should take would be to go and talk to their pastor. If their pastor leads them to BIO, then I would send them a packet of information and make initial contact with them that way, and then we would set up a time to interview them and to talk at length about their call and what ministry they believe God is leading them to.
What kind of information would you be requesting from a missionary candidate?
Besides personal information, we'd be looking at their background, what kind of education, what kind of experience, what kind of ministry experience, their testimony, recommendations by their pastor and by other godly men that they have in their lives. Obviously, what we'd be looking for would be a good relationship between them and their local church and a clear indication of the leading of God.
Does BIO dictate where the missionary has to go? I know there's some boards that you sign up as a missionary and then they tell you where you're needed. How does BIO work that?
And BIO does not work that way. We have a list of needs, obviously, and we'd be glad to recommend some needs for the missionary candidate and their pastor to pray over, but that is entirely between them and God and their leadership.
What would you say to a young person that's interested in missions? What should they be doing in their lives to help prepare them for missions?
That's an interesting question because I'm actually dealing with that right now. I met a young man, and he is interested in going to the mission field, and he is, in fact, 23 years old. Education is a big thing. It'd be good for that person to work on their education, to finish their education, to get a Bible degree, so that they're competent in the Word of God. Ministry experience is also an important thing. I'd encourage that person to talk with their pastor and have their pastor put them in some type of an internship program to where they're getting some good ministry experience to help prepare them for the ministry. I would want to make sure that I walk with this person in step with their pastor. So a part of the answer to this question would depend, I guess, on the circumstances surrounding that individual. But let's just say that they're ready to go. I would encourage them then to take a trip to their prospective field of service, a survey trip, and to take someone that's a little bit more spiritually mature with them, somebody that perhaps is in full-time Christian service, to help them get an insight that they probably wouldn't get on their own, and to spend some time with missionaries already there, if there are any, and begin to prepare for the deputation process.
Do you then feel that taking a missions trip is important?
Absolutely.
To the country that they're planning to go to, or any missions trip? Would it be beneficial to go to some other country if you had an opportunity?
Any mission trip would be beneficial. Obviously, if you knew what country you were going to, it would be more beneficial to go to that field.
I recently spoke with a missionary who said, don't make college your career, and now you're saying get an education. How would you balance those two?
You had mentioned in the question beforehand that it was a young person. Part of maturing, I think, is finishing their college education. We do have missionaries that do not have a degree, and they're very successful ministry. The difference is maturity and ministry experience. And that, of course, would fall into the pastor's discretion in a large part. The exec council would have the opportunity to say yes or no, but if a pastor recommends a missionary, there's a pretty good chance that that pastor's recommendation will make up for whatever lack of education there is.
Does BIO have a website or any kind of contact information that people can go visit?
Yes, our website is biomissions.org.
If you're interested in missions, then as John said, let me encourage you to talk with your pastor. Talk to him about taking a missions trip. I know I've mentioned that before, but God can do some tremendous works and has done tremendous work in people's lives by taking a missions trip, by being on the field, by seeing what goes on. And maybe God is not leading you to that country, but if you have an opportunity to take any missions trip, then God can certainly use that. I put together a short list of things that you could be doing as a young person or as any person to prepare yourself for either missions or for just any type of service to the Lord. First of all, surrender to whatever God is leading for you in your life. Be willing to do anything that God would ask. Go anywhere, be any kind of position, do any kind of job. Just be willing. Be sure of your calling. Knowing that God wants you on the field will go a long way to keeping you there when things get tough. Also, get an education. Not just going to college and getting schooling, but learn all you can about the Bible and about the work that God has for you. Another thing you can do is work with your pastor. Get involved in the church ministry. Be involved volunteering your time. Be there as often as you can to just pick up the slack and allow your pastor to teach you about ministry. He'll be able to teach you much of what you'll need to know being a missionary. A pastor knows a lot about what you're going to need to know as a missionary on the field, so just being around him will be an education in and of itself. If you've enjoyed this episode of Missionary Talks, then be sure to let your friends know and please stay subscribed. You've been listening to Missionary Talks with David Peach. Please visit us at missionarytalks.com.